Bringing back the company town for the tech industry? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for Molly Wood. The state of Nevada has become increasingly attractive for tech firms in recent years, especially northern Nevada. It's close to Silicon Valley, as well as Lake Tahoe. Not to mention, Nevada doesn't have personal income tax. And now lawmakers are looking at a new way to try to lure companies to the state, letting them run their own giant campuses, big enough to be their own towns. But as Benjamin Payne reports, the idea is controversial because the history of such arrangements in the U.S. isn't that great.
Imagine going to work, sending your kids to school, and buying your groceries all on land owned by your employer, in a county established by your employer.
This is the creation of a new political subdivision within the state of Nevada. They become independent of the host jurisdiction or the host county that they are in.
That's Jeremy Aguero, a consultant with Applied Analysis who was hired by Blockchains LLC. It's a tech company that wants to carve out what would essentially be a new county government on land it already owns in the desert east of Reno. That can't happen under current Nevada law, but legislators are planning to study a concept proposed by Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak that could pave the way for so-called innovation zones. The proposal applies to companies that own at least 50,000 acres of undeveloped land in Nevada. Not just any business, but those that deal in, quote, innovative technologies. There are other requirements, too. Companies that meet them,
they will generate the revenues, sales tax, property tax, those type of things, to provide every type of service that any local government or county government, regional government would otherwise provide.
Such as parks, water, even police. That's concerning to Pat Garofalo, a public policy analyst at the American Economic Liberties Project, a corporate accountability think tank.
It just strikes me as a modern day reinvention of the company town.
He's talking about the old company towns of the late 1800s and early 1900s. These were places where a single company owned not just the factories, but also the homes and the stores and pretty much everything else.
Putting some lipstick on an extremely old and exploitive idea doesn't make it any less old and exploitive. The fact that it's fancy tech companies instead of a mining company or a timber company doesn't mean that the power dynamics are magically fixed.
Story County, where Blockchains LLC owns its land, is also opposed to the proposal. County Manager Austin Osborne says the company could build housing and facilities under the existing legal framework.
We really are the innovation zone already. We're fast, we're expedient, we're easy to work with.
But Governor Sisolak remains bullish on the idea.
We're not risking anything as a state on this. There is zero risk for the state of Nevada. The developer is putting up the money. They're taking the risk. The state and its residents are getting the benefit.
That benefit would be revenue from an industry-specific tax imposed on the company. For instance, a tax on all blockchain transactions made in the area. Just how much that tax would be remains unclear. A final decision by the legislature's committee on whether to recommend the proposal is due by the end of the year. Even if the concept gets the thumbs up, it would still need to be passed and signed into law. I'm Benjamin Payne for Marketplace.
And if you're wondering what exactly counts as a, quote, innovative technology, a draft bill aiming to help Blockchains LLC set up that specialized jurisdiction lays out eight of them, including robotics, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, renewable resources, and, of course, blockchain technology. And now for some related links. The Center for American Progress put out a report in 2019 arguing we still have many so-called company towns in the U.S., with one dominant company employing a big chunk of the local labor force and giving workers in the area few, if any, options to negotiate for better working conditions or wages. You can find the link to that at marketplacetech.org. Also there, more details of how company towns used to work. Smithsonian Magazine has a look back at some of the more famous ones from the Industrial Revolution, places like Lowell, Massachusetts, and Hershey, Pennsylvania. You can probably guess the company for that last one. And as part of Virginia Commonwealth University's Social Welfare History Project, they looked at the rise and fall of company towns from the 1880s to 1935, with a deep dive into what happened when the owner of the Pullman Railroad Car Company tried to run a utopian village, where workers had to pay higher rent to live in homes they were required to live in to work for the company. Suffice it to say, many people in that village weren't fans. And the National Coal Heritage Area and Coal Heritage Trail in West Virginia has a history of the infamous coal towns where they say all life revolved around the company store, usually the only store in town and with no competition, charged higher rates than people paid in cities, sometimes pushing miners deep into debts. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.